Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, April 19th edition. Hope you guys enjoyed Tuesday's action. Lots and lots of fun on the diamond. The Texas Rangers were your big surprise play of the day, potentially, and Strider Dilt did his thing. Lots of fun, as always. And we got 10 more games, 10 games slate on a Wednesday. But this one starts at 1:10 p.m. Eastern, 10:10 a.m. Pacific time. You have a four-game evening slate if you're feeling a little bored in the evening, but it might be a night to take your significant other out and say, hey, I don't need to watch baseball tonight. We'll see how that goes. But 10 games for you early will get you crack-a-lacking on this slate. Before we get there, you can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. All the goods there. I dropped two Benched with Bubba episodes on Tuesday, my weekly Fab recap. I was joined by Mike Kirlin once again. Great stuff there. We broke down even guys like Alek Manoah and Sandy Alcantara and a couple other players to keep in mind going forward what the early looks under the hood for those players were. And then with the Mason Miller information, he's getting the call to make the start for the A's on Wednesday. Called in my buddy Chris Welsh from ITL and Prospects Live to give me a little quickie, a Bench with Bubba quickie. Talked about 11 minutes or so. Broke down Mason Miller, what to expect for season-long purposes. And then also briefly, real briefly, discussed the other young arms we could be seeing coming down the pipeline and what to expect there. So go check those out. Episode 583 and 584 of Benched with Bubba dropped with you for you on Tuesday. I got the First Pitch podcast. I have obviously MLB DFS Quick Hits Thursday night. I'll be recording another episode of Bubba the Bloom, which is always a blast as well. So check all of those out. And then my written content's all over the place, Baseball HQ, Fantasy Pros, and most importantly, Gaining the Edge Fantasy, where you can join the Patreon with myself, Kerlin, Michael Simeone, and Jorge Montanez for as low as $5 a month. Lots of goodies there for DFS, my cheat sheet, Monday through Friday, plus tons of season-long content. So check all the good stuff out at Gaining the Edge, patreon.com/GTE Fantasy. All right, 10-game slate coming up for you. Let's look at the totals on the slate. You got Giants, Marlins, total of 8. Guardians, Tigers, 8.5. D-backs, Cardinals, 9.5. Rangers, Royals, 9. Phillies, White Sox, 8.5. Mets, Dodgers, 8.5. Pirates, Rockies, 11.5. Braves, Padres, 9. Brewers, Mariners, 8.5. Pitching's not great on this slate, guys. I mentioned it in the GTE Discord earlier when I was already taking a first look at this slate, kind of getting ready for the show, and it's not good. It's not good at all. Your highest priced pitcher is Max Scherzer at 10-8 at the Los Angeles Dodgers. Sure, but this is a guy that's coming off. He got his start moved back 3 days because of back issues. He pitched his last start out, made it five innings shutout, one hit, 3 walks, 6 Ks against San Diego. By far his best start of the year. Got shelled in his prior start at Milwaukee. Pitched okay at Miami. You can go there if you're looking for 20-plus points. Scherzer could be your guy. Still a tough matchup against the Dodgers. More strikeouts than usual in L.A. Mookie Betts on the paternity list on Tuesday. He's expected back Wednesday, but if he's out, that's all obviously a plus for Mad Max. It's a matter of, is his back good to go? He says it is. We'll see. But at 10-8, it's a steep, steep price tag. Like, at least with Strider, he has that ceiling, and he did it with 32 points on Tuesday, where Scherzer has not shown that ceiling these days. Now, could he? Sure, but he has not. So just tread lightly with Mad Max. I'd rather save $1,100 on my top pitcher on the slate. We'll go back to facing the A's. Stroman put up like 25 points at $8,800 on Tuesday. Loved that. Justin Steele's $9,700, and I will play all the Justin Steele against the Oakland Athletics. For those that follow my season-long stuff, they know how much I love Justin Steele last year, how much I loved him coming into the season and draft day. And he has yet to disappoint, coming off 7 innings, 2 earned, 8 Ks against the Dodgers. He has 8 or more Ks in 2 or 3 starts, got at least 6 innings in each start, and has allowed no more than 2 earned runs in each start. At least 16 points, 27 or more in 2 of 3 starts. He's been great. Now you get an A's offense you can definitely pick on. Brent Rooker is usually a guy, as weird as this sounds for the A's, that you kind of – he's a quote-unquote lefty masher. Well, he left Tuesday's game with an injury. Just makes a rough offense even worse. So Justin Steele at 97, I will definitely be in on. I'm with as bad as pitching is on these slates in baseball in general right now, I'm just going to plant my flag on a handful of guys like you've seen lately. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I'm not going to try to get too cute. Like every once in a while, we'll go there. But I'm just going to take my dudes. And if it works, it works. And Justin Steele is going to be my dude at $9,700. Little inside the box score for you, or behind the scenes, I have the Baseball HQ Daily Matchups article that comes out on Wednesday. And Justin Steele is my cover boy. So that's the guy I'm rolling with at $9,700. Charlie Morton at 88. I mention it every time he pitches. It's nothing fancy, but it just consistently okay. He puts 5 to 6 innings out there, usually gives up like 2 to 3 runs, gets you 5+ strikeouts. He's done that in 2 straight starts, which gets you 15 to 20 DK points. And in this landscape of pitching, that is very strong, especially as an SP2. So more than $8,800. It is a San Diego Padres, so, you know, tread lightly, they might say, but I still don't mind it going up against San Diego on this slate. This slate's really, really rough. Trevor Rogers, this is where, if I am going to get cute, here it is. He's coming off 6 innings, 1 earned, 7 Ks against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Outstanding. We've seen moments, even in spring training, where he looked like the Trevor Rogers of old. It took a couple starts to get there this time around. He gets the Giants, and I always say it's a Jekyll and Hyde Giants team. The one thing I will say is versus left-handed pitching this year, they've had their powerful moments, but as a whole, they're striking out nearly 30% of the time versus left-handed pitching. With an ISO below 1, it's like I wrote down 0.66 earlier, maybe a little higher than that, but it's below 1. It's not good. Not good at all. He's pitching in Miami. It's a getaway day. Trevor Rogers at $8,500 feels like a really nice pairing to go with Justin Steele on this slate. Now, after that, I would be in on Alex Cobb. He's tournament viable, but the one thing I'll mention, and the Giants are doing this with their pitchers, it's super annoying. They're babying their workloads. So if you believe how they're doing it, then he's good to go this time around. But he went like 3 2/3 in his first start, 77 pitches, or 76. He went 7 in his second start for 97 pitches. In his third start, 3 2/3 again for 77. So on paper, we're looking for a full start. And if that's the case against Miami, that's really strong. Like, and they're going to need it because Alex Wood left early with a hamstring injury. Bullpen's been used a ton on this road trip for the Giants. I know they had Sunday off, which was nice, but it's been getting used a lot. So in tournaments at $7,700, Alex Cobb is intriguing. Just know there's always a chance they yank him early, and it's just going to be stupid all over again. If you're looking for cheapies, Johan Oviedo's in Coors Field. I love Oviedo. We've used him a bunch of late. He's $6,900 at Coors. If you want to get risky, I don't hate it because the pitching is so bad on the slate. I'm just not going there. If I'm punting, it's Spencer Turnbull at $6,000. This is a guy that had a really strong spring. He's coming back. He missed all of last year with Tommy John. He looked really, really good in spring. He started out the year. It's been horrible. First start against Tampa Bay, shell. But now we're seeing Tampa might be a lot better than people thought. Second start against Boston, he went 5 2/3, but still allowed 5 runs. Only had 1 K, not great. Last start at Toronto, he looked like the guy we saw in spring training with the velocity and all these different things. 5 innings, 1 run, 6 Ks against the Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto. That was big. Could he revert back to the first 2 starts? 100%. But he's $6,000 against the Cleveland Guardians. If you're looking to punt, that's a pretty strong punt on this slate. So my pitchers, Justin Steele at 97 will be my number 1 on this slate. Charlie Morton, 88, is not bad. Trevor Rogers will be my number 2 on this slate. Alex Cobb, if you're willing to roll the dice on his workload, if it's a full workload, that's a very good price tag for Alex Cobb. And then you have Spencer Turnbull at $6,000. So my main 3 would be Steele, Rogers, and Turnbull, with Morton and Cobb as alternative tournament plays.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, let's take a look at the hitting on this slate, the catcher's position on this slate. JTR has been kind of getting going again. He's 55ers. Clevenger, not sure I want to go there just yet. Sean Murphy probably gets the day off, day game after a night game, but he went deep again on Tuesday night. He is just fuego. He's $4,800 versus Nick Martinez, so that's enticing. Salvi Perez and MJ Melendez, 46 and 44 respectively, going up against Perez. Not bad, Martin Perez, but not looking to go there. What I do want, Wilson Contreras, if he plays day game after night game, we'll see. He double-donged on Tuesday night, which is good to see. Maybe he's waking up, which would be nice. And he gets mad bummed. The Cardinals will be the chalk of the chalk. And it's like, it's great that Coors is on the slate because it allows the Cardinals to hopefully get a little less chalky. Should still be very chalky, though. So Contreras at 43, I like a ton. Going cheaper, though, on this slate. Cal Raleigh probably gets the day off versus a lefty, but he keeps crushing it. Don't hate it if he's in for some reason. But Jonah Heim at 35 versus Brady Singer. Brady Singer is not getting any swing and misses on his fastball. It's been brutal. I wrote about him recently. Definitely someone to keep on your radar going forward. So look at Jonah Heim at 3,500. A few others for you, though. Value-wise, it's a day game after a night game, so you're going to get some getaway dudes. Blake Sable caught on Tuesday, so I doubt he gets to start. You probably get Joey Bart behind the dish. He'd be worth a look at $2,200 for Trevor Rogers if you're looking to fade Trevor Rogers. Not looking to do that, though. So check the lineups. You will get some value at catcher based on some backups getting some starts on Wednesday. First base position for you, though, you got Paul Goldschmidt at 58 versus Bumgarner. That's awesome. Obviously awesome. Matt Olson had his sixth home run of the season on Tuesday. He's 56 versus Nick Martinez. Like that a ton as well. I'm not a believer in Noah Syndergaard. It's been two okay starts, one not so great start. Pete Alonso's 55 versus Syndergaard. You could go there. I think Freddie Freeman's the more intriguing play if you're going to get risky. Like if you're not going to go with just Matt Olson or Goldie, which you should, Freeman in tournaments at 55 versus Mad Max is interesting. Very, very interesting on that one. Eric Lauer's been good, so I'm not a guy that likes to target them, but if you want to get weird with the Mariners, Ty France does hit lefties well. He's 49. Nathaniel Lowe at 48, I do like for Singer. I think Texas will be kind of your contrarian stack, per se, because everyone's going to want Coors. Everyone's going to want the Cardinals. Brady Singer's not been good. I hope he gets better. He was great last year. I liked what we saw last year. We're looking for that pitcher still. I don't know where he is. It's a whole different guy on the mound right now. He looks lost. So Nathaniel Lowe at $4,800 against Brady Singer could be in for a strong one. I'm not a Mike Clevenger guy. Alec Bohm, first base, third base, continues to rake. He's $4,400. Philadelphia, Texas, and Philly could be two teams I really like to plant a flag on to differentiate today, and Alec Bohm would be one of them. Josh Naylor, if you're fading Turnbull at 43, I get it. You could go there. Same with Josh Bell at 39, if you so choose. Going down even cheaper, though, I will say Arizona's enticing. Arizona put up a lot of runs the last couple nights. They get to face Woodford. Woodford is a humongous pitch-to-contact guy. Humongous pitch-to-contact guy. So another kind of contrarian look would be Arizona. You could game stack that game with St. Louis. But Christian Walker at 35 would not be a bad play versus Woodford. Going down below 3K, though, like, there's not a ton right out the gate here. Jesus Aguilar should get the start versus Justin Steele, but I like Aguilar a lot. So I'm not looking – I mean, like, Steele a lot, so I'm not looking to go there. Vogelbach, if you're going with the deep Met stack, Vogie's 2,700. Again, I don't think you need to get there on this slate. Gavin Sheets is a guy, first base outfield at 25 versus Taiwan Walker. Sheets is always a kind of a value guy that pops up a couple times every week. He had a home running on Monday. So he's a dude, if you need to just punt and hope for a dong, Sheets isn't that bad. Second base position for you, Semien at 57 versus Singer if you're going through Texas stacks for sure. Man, my boy Thyro's up to 5K. That's getting a little too steep for my liking. Ryan McMahon versus Oviedo at 48 is okay. Ozzie Albies at 47 I like quite a bit versus Nick Martinez. Again, Andres Jimenez at 46 and fading Turnbull, definitely in play. David Villar, if you're fading Trevor Rogers at 41, I like that. You got Bay and Coors at 41 as well. But Bryson Stott is crushing it right now, leading an awful lot for Philadelphia. He's $3,800 for Clevenger. That's a nice cheap price tag. Rodolfo Castro at 37 for Pittsburgh, second base shortstop. Another guy I would take a look at. Farther down the list here, though, Miguel Vargas maybe, but I'm not looking to target Scherzer. Not a lot down here, honestly, right out the gate. I wish Jonathan Schoke would start hitting the darn baseball. He's super cheap, but he's not. So you're probably paying up, at least mid-pricing up at second base on Wednesday. Third base for you, J-Ram at 6K is always in play. Austin Riley at 57, I like a ton. But Nolan Arenado at 54 should be the walk and the talk. Similar to my Freddie Freeman take, if you want to attack Scherzer, who will give up long balls, Max Muncy's 5,000, and Max Muncy is hot right now. So you and people aren't going to want to fade Scherzer, and the Dodgers guys are expensive. So you're going to get them super low-owned on this 10-game slate if you want to be super different. Like in a large field tournament, that'd be a way to go. Patrick Wisdom going up against Mason Miller at 45 is interesting. Miller won't go deep in this game. He's got a lot of A's bullpen. That's why I think the Cubs are fun, because everyone's going to talk about Mason Miller. And yes, Mason Miller is electric. You can just look at all his stuff. Go listen to my episode 584 with Welsh. He'll talk about it. He's electric. There's no denying that. But his pitch count was low. He threw 64 pitches in his last start. That was a career high for him. So you have that to worry about. And the A's bullpen's bad, like extremely bad. So Patrick Wisdom and the Cubs are in play. And Wisdom's at 45. Mitchell Baum at 44. Ke'Bryan Hayes and Coors at 42 against Gomber is very solid as well. Eugenio Suarez loves himself a lefty. He's $4,000. That's worth a look. Josh Young is swinging it really well. If you are into that Texas stack, he's only $3,900 versus Brady Singer. So that's a nice little value piece on this one. Jake Berger hit one over 118 miles an hour on Tuesday. That is not, I did not misspeak. He hit an absolute missile out of the ballpark, and he gets to face Taiwan Walker, who is good and bad, but he gets up a lot of loud contact. So Jake Berger at 32 is a phenomenal tournament play on this slate if you want to save some cash at the position. Shortstop for you, Trey Turner is just fine at 61. Dansby Swanson at 55 is okay. Willie Adames went deep again, his fourth of the year on Tuesday. He's 53 versus Marco Gonzalez. Lindor, if you're stacking the Mets at 52, is enticing. But to save a little bit, Bobby Witt at 48 versus Martin Perez, I could go to. Rodolfo Castro at 37 is another cheap one I don't hate. And then getting down to the real nitty-gritty cheap, John Birdie at 3K is really strong. He let off on Tuesday. Just for the price point, like, he could steal his way into a big game. He's not going to do much else. But if Cobb does go short, that Giants bullpen is really bad. So Birdie at 3K is a nice value piece on this slate. Head of the outfield, 10-gamer, got tons of them. Acuna, sure. Brian Reynolds, yes, but I like Acuna more in that scenario. Schwarber at 6,000 is not too shabby himself. Chris Bryant is heating up, went deep again on Tuesday. He's 57. Jazzy Jazz, he had a three-run bomb on Tuesday. He's $5,400 versus Cobb. Don't hate that. Lubob at 52 is in play. Kutch and Coors at 52 is just fine. You got Suzuki if you're doing the fade the bullpen. Same with Ian Happ, 51 and 5K for the Cubbies. Going down below 5K now, Christian Yelich went deep on Tuesday against lefty Marco Gonzalez. But Brandon Marsh is up to $4,700. People are going to be like, why do you pay 47 for Brandon Marsh? Well, he's hitting fifth and hitting really, really well for Philadelphia. He gets Michael Clevenger. So Marsh at 47 is a play that won't get rostered a lot and is very, very, very good on the slate. Ton of Tyler O'Neill at 43 versus Mad Bum. If he can't do it today, then T's and P's to Tyler O'Neill. Great spot at $4,300. That's too cheap. Too cheap on this slate. Corbin Carroll, people are going to see he got scratched. If you watch the reports from Tony Lovello, the manager of the D-backs, it was a regular day off for Corbin Carroll. He's $4,100 for his pitch to contact Woodford. I like that as well. So like ton at 43, Carroll at 41, both really nice price tags for them. Jared Kelenic, lefty, $3,900. Kelenic, I'm sorry. He hits lefties fine right now, so I'm not too worried there. Outman led off for the Dodgers with Mookie Betts out. He's $3,800 if he leads off again for Scherzer. Not in love with it, but it's interesting. Connor Joe at 38, hitting like fifth for Pittsburgh and Coors is fine. Going into the low threes now. You got Miles Straw versus Turnbull at 33. Cody Bellinger at 33 I like a lot. He just continues to produce. Even when he didn't have a great game on Tuesday, I think he still put up like 7 points. He's cheap. He's $3,300. He's swinging it actually really, really well. So don't sleep on belly bombs at 33 hundo. Jordan Walker should get the start for St. Louis against Mad Bum at $3,300. That is a great price tag for a guy with a ton of power against Mad Bum. So you can go that direction. 3K and below. Well, Travis Jankowski hits second for Texas right now. He's 31 versus Singer. If you're stacking, that's in play. Below 3K now. Zawinski at Pittsburgh double donged for us on Tuesday. Not sure he'll be in the lineup versus the lefty Gomber. If he is at $2,800, he's a great play again. Kerry Carpenter, I love. He went deep on Tuesday in game one of the double dip. Lots of power. He's $2,700 versus Cal Quantrill, who throws a lot of contact. So Carpenter is a very good value at $2,700. I mentioned Gavin Sheets at 25. If you feel, I'd rather have Kerry Carpenter, honestly. Leody Tavares, if you're stacking Texas, is 24. I'd rather have Kerry Carpenter. Other than that, though, not too much. Alec Thomas against Woodford at 21. Don't hate it, but not in love. That's only if you're stacking Arizona with Alec Thomas. Okay, recapping your pitching, pretty simple. Steele at 97. You can go Morton if you want at 88. Rogers at 85. Be careful of Cobb at 77. And then Turnbull at 6K. Where I'm stacking, everyone's going to go to Coors. Pittsburgh versus Gomber is great. Everyone's going to want St. Louis versus Mad Bum, and rightfully so. But my contrarian plays would be Texas versus Singer, Philadelphia versus Clev Dog, and Arizona versus Woodford. Those would be three I'd like to circle. There's other ways to go, like the Mets are kind of enticing versus Syndergaard because I'm not a Syndergaard believer. You could go there. Detroit versus Quantrill if you need a lot of value, okay. But those were my main ones. Outside of St. Louis and Coors, Texas, Philly, Arizona is where I'd be looking to attack on this slate. Well, there you have it, folks. 10 games. It's early, too. Again, men, starts at 1:10 p.m. Eastern, 10:10 a.m. Pacific time. So don't forget to lock in those lineups bright and early on your Wednesday. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDNTrick. And more importantly, I'm in the Gain of the Edge Discord. And my cheat sheet will be posted about an hour or so before lock on Wednesday. So come check that out for as low as $5 a month. Patreon.com/GTEFantasy. But that'll do it, folks. Remember, rate and review all the podcasts. Check out all the fun stuff and things that I post on Twitter. And I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, April 19th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.